2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
We just heard from Deseret News reporter Katie McKellar broke the story late last week about Sandy City not having a mayor. The mayor's race, the two top candidates, Dave, 21 votes separated them. And now there's two different arguments about whether there should be a recount or not.
And what's wild about this, it's not like a hanging chad. You know, are they counting? Are there signature verification issues? No, it's none of that. It's ranked choice voting. And I couldn't, I don't want to take a victory lap on this. I could envision it being problematic just because I knew it would make the races closer. Of course it would make the race closer.
Because there's no primary to eliminate a bunch of candidates.
Right.
And just put the two top primary vote getters against each other.
Yeah, because typically elections are very black and white. It is this candidate or that candidate, and you choose one or both. You know, you can't choose both, but you choose one or the other, and it's very simple. You tabulate it. Well, with ranked choice voting, there's math involved,
and there's lots of candidates on the ballot.
Yeah.
In Sandy City, I think it was seven or eight candidates for mayor. The city council in Sandy wants a full recount there in one corner. In the other corner is the county clerk, who now seems to have the support of the lieutenant governor's office, saying, you know, the law doesn't mandate a recount.
Well, and I think it really asks a fair question. When should we recount? What should we recount? If it's a very close race, or how close does the race have to be? And that's why we wanted to reach out to Amelia Powers Gardner, who is a Utah County Commissioner now, but used to be Utah County Clerk. So, well, this got spicy.
It did. Spicy is fun, right, Dave? So
spicy
before you take
fun.
A victory lap,
okay,
I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Was Joe Biden elected using ranked choice voting?
No.
And do we have people all over this country questioning whether or not that was a legitimate election?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I think the issue we're finding in the Sandy City race is very similar to what we're finding nationwide with the Joe Biden election. And that is this, that we have non-election professionals attempting to interpret election law and election processes. So going back to the Sandy City Council, they felt there should be a recount because their city attorney, who's not an election official, miscalculated the recount threshold using a portion of election law that wasn't supposed to apply to this case. And so they came up with that there needed to be a recount because they felt that the recount threshold was lower. But the reason that Sherry Swenson and Deidre Henderson disagreed with that county attorney is because Deidre and Sherry are election officials, and they, when they went through in the law, they looked at the correct part of the law and said, no, the threshold's 21, and your vote is within 19. And so you don't need a recount. Does that make sense?
So, Amelia, what you're saying is that if only 19 votes had separated the two top candidates instead of 21 votes, the 19 would have triggered an automatic recount?
Correct.
Two does seem correct. Like...
Okay. Like can you just choose as a county clerk under the law to say, look, it's close enough, we're going to do a full recount?
Well, so this one is a little unique because this is a municipal election, and so technically the city really is the one who owns that elections process, and they are contracting with the county to do that recount. So if the city really wants a recount, then the county can do it. But in this case, the members of the Sandy City Council thought that it was necessary because their attorney had interpreted the law in a way that they thought it was necessary. So really, if the city council votes tonight to say we want a recount, then the county will do a recount for them because it's their election and the county's under contract with the city, being that this is a city election. Now, if this was an election that was a midterm election, so it was, you know, a state, county, or federal election, then yes, the county clerk could issue a recount.
Is there a harm in recounting?
You know, it depends on the process. So it could be that it costs a lot of money to recount. Now, a Sandy City race might be small enough that maybe money isn't as big of an issue. If you're recounting a congressional district, for example, that costs a lot of money. I mean, elections aren't free, right? And so sometimes you don't want to do it if it's not statistically going to, if you're not going to see a difference. Is it an ROI for the taxpayers, right? Because every dollar that we spend as a county clerk or even now as a county commissioner, that money came from the taxpayers, and we want to make sure that that's the best interest of that money. So it could be a money issue, or it could be, do you have the manpower or the processes?
Does it set a bad precedent, though? Do you think maybe it sets a bad precedent or even casts doubt on an election when that's probably not a good thing for the country or the state?
I do think that absolutely needs to be considered, especially in this elections environment where we have people all over the internet that are claiming to be experts that truly have no clue how to run an election, making assertions. We have to be very careful because right now there's a lot of people that have come into the spotlight claiming things about elections, and they truly have no clue what they're talking about.
Amelia Powers Gardner is the former county clerk in Utah County. She's now a commissioner in Utah County. Let's just take a step back. Let's head down to the southeastern part of the state of Moab, where there's just one vote that separates a city council election. And my understanding is that Utah County will do the recount for Moab City. How will that recount look? Do they go back through the machines, or do they do it by hand? Walk us through that.
Yeah, so we'll go back to the original paper ballots. We're going to go back. We'll take those original paper ballots. We will rescan every one of those paper ballots. After they're scanned, we'll re-adjudicate those paper ballots, which means, you know, if there's any stray marks, we'll make sure that we're looking for voter intent. And then we'll retabulate those round by round, verifying the results each time. And then after that, we'll pull a sample. We'll do a risk limiting audit and pull a sample, and we'll hand count those to make sure that they match what the scanners show. So we'll go through that whole process, starting with the paper ballots, round by round, with the city officials.
It's complex. It's been wild.
It's complex. Amelia, thank you so much for jumping on the line with us and working through what is going on in Sandy City and why a 21-vote difference doesn't trigger an automatic recount. I'm going to be watching that city council meeting tonight at 5:30 to see what happens,
well,
Dave.
If they want a recount, they'll get a recount. That's according to Amelia Powers Gardner. I mean, she's the county clerk. She would know, right? And if they want a recount, they're going to get a recount. This is the danger of the recount, as she said. Number one, does it kind of undercut the trust that we have in the elections at a time when that's already an issue? And then what happens if the election flips? Then do they have a third recount, like a tiebreaker recount? Mm. Or is that the recount that matters? It's very tricky. It's very difficult to kind of see what that future looks like. But, wow, it's kind of a mess.
More to come tomorrow on the David Dujanovic Show.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.